We're talking today with Matt Waits, who's with SST Software based out of Stillwater. And Matt, maybe first of all, for our folks living, of course, in the state of Oklahoma and surrounding areas, they maybe have seen your building in Stillwater, maybe don't really know exactly what you do. Give us a little bit of a background about SST.
Okay, yeah. SST is a precision ag software services and provider. We have been in the market actually since 1994. So my father, David Waits, founded the company, and at the time that he founded, he was a professor at Oklahoma State University in the geography department. He had farmed in a previous life and saw the application for this technology in agriculture and founded SST in 1994.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you all are trying to do as far as some solutions for agricultural producers with your software.
Yeah. We're working with agronomy service providers primarily to create variable rate fertilizer recommendations, variable rate seed applications, manage, you know, importing yield data off of the combines to understand spatial variability in a field and use all of that to improve on-farm decision making.
You were talking about that at today's technology level, we can actually get down to about a 10 by 10 square and really look at data on each of those squares?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, a lot of the data, it can be collected at varying resolutions. You know, some of the planters now are down to every single row can be controlled where the rate's changing on every row. And, you know, then things like yield monitor across the whole header width. And when we're soil sampling, a lot of it's being done in like 2.5 acre grid. But we can take all of that data down to something very fine, like a 10-meter type cell. So if you think about that 30-foot by 30-foot kind of an area, we can understand, okay, we're estimating the soil fertility levels to be. This is the soil type. This is what it yielded, and so on. And we can then use that kind of information to find statistical correlations in the data and find other data that's comparable for comparison that we can use to inform decisions about this one spot in the field.
So when we start thinking about, you know, all the individual pockets of data, when you start putting those together and aggregate, there's some real value there.
Yeah, absolutely. We think a lot of the future value of precision ag technology is going to be around getting local insights about that field from the larger data set, because, you know, we can't. There's only so many hybrids that a farmer is going to be able to plant, or differing seeding rates, and so on. But if we can find comparable fields and subparts of fields, and use that to look at what other farmers have planted, what their practices were, find what worked and what didn't, and doing all this in an anonymous fashion, by the way. It can really help deliver insights about decision-making on this one field in question.
So when we start thinking about aggregating data, there's value there that really trumps any of the concerns maybe that are out there about big data somehow intruding on an individual farmer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have to be good stewards of the data. I mean, farmers are going to want to know that anybody they give their data to is going to treat that responsibly, and that they disclose how the data is going to be used. So, you know, we've got to make sure that is addressed right up front. But there's a lot more value for the farmer than there is concern in my eyes. I think we can really unlock a lot of profitability for the farmer by improving decision making. And that opportunity outweighs the fears that are out there.
What's ahead for SST? You were talking about you've got a new platform that you're working on.
Yeah. So for the last 15 years, we recognized that there, you know, or I should say 15 years ago, we recognized the need for standards, and we started building a lot of data collection standards into our own tools. And now we've, as an industry, started recognizing the need for these standards. So we're licensing our data collection standards out to the market. So that's one part of that platform. We've also done a lot around how to administrate data, so we know who controls the data and who they said can have access to it. And we've got all of the server infrastructure to manage all of that. So we've created what we're calling the AgX platform, and we're licensing APIs to other software development firms so that they can use kind of those foundational pieces from us to build their own technology. And it ensures that then any of those applications are 100% compatible with SST applications, that they collect data in the same standard, that they honor administration rights in the same way, and the customer that's using it is insured of the security and accessibility of their data.
Looking ahead, 5 years out, where are we going with this precision ag movement, all the data that we're capturing and trying to, the numbers we're crunching? Where are we going?
We're going to a place here where we can use the data that's collected on farm in combination with climatology and weather forecasting and things, and having then models applied to that can really help a grower at any point through the growing season make an informed decision about inputs and practices and timing.
Thank you, sir.